Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
You know, the weeks go by so quickly, and all of a sudden, we are back to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and another Friday is upon us, and we are so close to the end of summer. Like, depending on the area that you're in, you might not be having any problems whatsoever. But in this last week, we had our temperatures just drop so drastically around here that there were a couple days that really did. It felt like fall. And for the fellow asthmatics, I think you might understand where I'm coming from. All of a sudden, I was like, I can't breathe. That time of the year where you got the seasons changing like that, and I don't know why, but it affects me so greatly. And it just made me realize, like, uh-oh, I kind of forgot that was coming. So I better get my inhaler ready. I've had to, you know, kind of have it in overdrive in the last week or so, and it's not fun. I'll tell you, breathing issues are not something I would really wish on anybody. It, you know, I think it is what is given me. Like, I used to be a kid where, you know, you couldn't get me out of the pool. And now I don't mind being in one, but I got to be able to touch the bottom. And I don't like being in the ocean or in a lake if I can't touch the bottom. So it's that feeling of drowning, but there's no water that I've experienced that when I'm near it, I just kind of like subconsciously have that panic, I think. So asthmatics, you know. cheers to another weekend ahead. And cheers to whatever you've got going on that might be positive. And I do hope that you've got quite a bit. You know, we in this industry, you know, it's like setting up small goals is so very, very important. And when you reach those, they deserve that celebration, whether it is making the first contact or taking a very obvious step, even for yourself in your practice of growth. You know, it all is just like skill building in every kind of way, shape, and form. And, you know, if you are reaching some of those goals, you know, it is very much worth celebrating, especially as we go ahead and get into this weekend. I had a demo the other day, and this gentleman, he will be on the podcast in the next couple weeks. It is something I am damn sure going to make ready and make happen, because I mean, I was absolutely blown away, you know, and it's not every day that I'm like not even a full piece into a session. And I'm just like, whoa. And, you know, once I do have him on, I want to try to get him to like read like the audiobook that he did in his demo session for you so you can hear what I heard, because it was almost like I was in the middle of a movie theater. And like the lights are down and the film's starting and it's like this superhero movie. Like I could picture everything. It was just absolutely amazing. So, you know, I am going to be setting that up with him, and we'll get Anthony on the pod here in just a couple weeks. But, you know, he threw out some pretty good questions at the end of his session that I think it's very, you know, important to talk about. And it isn't talked about a lot. You know, we talk about next steps, but we don't necessarily talk about the fact that you are going to become your own business, right? And I get this every so often where it's like, well, should I start an LLC? And they, you know, the question for me is like, do you have one? And I'll be honest, I don't. I probably should. You know, at some point, it's definitely one of those things that it probably is important. You know, looking at the definition of, you know, why somebody would want to have an LLC, why it is important, is it comes down to providing personal liability protection. It's shielding your personal assets like your house, your savings, anything like that from business debt and lawsuits. It offers flexible taxation. You know, I'm getting some of this off of Google here, but it allows profits and losses to be passed through to the owner's personal income without double taxation. So, you know, now I'm kind of wondering, like, would this benefit me tax-wise to go ahead and form an LLC? But, you know, for me, it didn't seem like it was all that important at first, you know, because I just didn't know where this, all this stuff was going to take me. I mean, you know, when you go back and you listen a little bit to my story throughout the years here on the pod, you know, my story is a little bit different probably than your journey is going to be, just because of the side of, you know, this industry that I've been so heavily on. But I never expected to have the radio industry kind of turn into its own voiceover industry. And that's really what I do now. You know, I'm still doing the show that I would typically do if I was live and I was in, you know, like the last major city that I was in was Boston, and on the air and, you know, doing my thing. And I still do that in just a different way now. And I do it for multiple places, and I do it all from my home studio. And so it was just that situation of, like, as the world was kind of like shifting and getting back to normal and like getting some budgets back and like getting opportunity thrown my way, I really didn't expect this to be a situation where I was going to be able to grow my own business and have so many, you know, projects and outlets and whatever. And now here I am with many. And I've just kind of juggled it these last couple years in a way where I just roll my taxes the way I would with anything else, you know, and I let my accountant do her thing. And she charges me quite a bit for it because, you know, we're dealing with not just one job, one state, one situation. This is like multiple hoops to jump through and multiple things to go ahead and file and do properly. And, you know, knowing all the different rules and regulations of each state. And I got to leave that up to her because it's not just math. And if it were just math, I still would have to leave it up to her because that's not my forte at all. So you have to kind of look at things like, is it important in this moment for me? And up until maybe now, it really hasn't been all that important for me, you know, because things are constantly evolving and changing and growing or maybe shrinking a little, depending, because it's like, you know, I get a gig, I lose two, you know, gain two, I lose one. Like, you know, it's just constant circles. So I think why I really wasn't 100% sure how I should juggle it officially. And now that it's been, you know, a couple of years in the making and I see how it works, you know, it is probably a great question for me to ask my accountant, like, should I start doing that process now? But as you're starting, it really depends on how you feel. You know, do you feel like it's really important for you to do that in this moment just to have it set up and ready to go? So as you do get yourself out there and get the opportunity, get the offers and the work, that it's already set up and it's good to go. I think really it comes down to a personal choice in that matter. I mean, all of it really becomes a personal choice, right? Because it's your business. You are the business as a whole. You're the product, and you have to understand what's important to you to allow that product to grow and to be successful and whatever else. I mean, you know, it's like I bought myself a website domain. I haven't had any time to do anything with it, but I know that that can be something that's really important to have. If you're a student with voice coaches and you go through the program and stuff, you get like a basic starter website with that package. So it's like, you'll have that. And you could always keep that up and running after the year that we give you for free, you know? So it's like, that's there for you. And that we know the importance. I've kind of relied on social media as my benefit to myself. But I know having the website allows me to look even that much more professional and together and to look, oh, look, I am a, you know, real business and I am doing all this work and successful all in one place. It makes it easy. So eventually that will get together. I'll get there. But, you know, I always tell students business cards can be very important because you just never know who you're going to bump into. You know, this is your business. You want it to be easily accessible and you want like maybe your samples to be heard. And it's like, you never know who you're going to bump into. It's an easy way to just pass out some information, just to have something on hand and be like, here, you know, give it to your guy. And, you know, my contact information is on there. If, you know, they want to hire me or ask questions or whatever, you know, all of it's right there, easy access. You know, those are just, again, some things to think about. Advertising tools. You know, I just got done saying I've been heavily relying on social media. that is a great spot and like free, you know, like depending on how you utilize it. I've never paid a dime on any form of social media just to have some place to post content and let people know what I'm doing. You know, it's like I've built this great community that has followed me for years and has worked with me and, you know, provided word of mouth to get other people to work with me. And, you know, they're all in one spot. And it's a really great idea if you don't have social media to make sure that you do, you know, and get it up and running and make sure that you're able to go ahead and just, I mean, it could be almost anything that you're posting on there as long as it's related to what you're doing. You know, it's making you a real human and some easy access and just kind of showcasing who you are and what you do, you know, and that's like the best advertising tool that's out there. But I'm sure if you do some research, there might be other things that you find that are really beneficial to you. Maybe it's creating a TikTok series or a YouTube series or, you know, like the world of the internet and whatever when it comes to ways of promotion, it's at your fingertips, and it really is whatever you're comfortable with in putting yourself out there and gaining that kind of exposure. It can be really beneficial depending on how it's handled. So, you know, it's just something to think about. For me, I'll tell you, overall, the biggest, probably most important thing that has been what has kept me, I think, sane in the last couple of years as I've been growing all of this work on the side is just being as organized as possible. And that will benefit you in your business greatly. Because the moment that you become so disheveled and disorganized is the moment that it is very easy to let small things slip through the cracks or big things. And then, you know, you become unreliable with a bad reputation and everything else. And, you know, some of the things that I found were necessary is initially I just had the one email that I had had forever and I still have it, but I switched over for all the work that I currently have to my Gmail. And, you know, I hesitate getting rid of the other because I have had it for so long. And it is where a lot of people have reached out to me for like not just a few years, but like a couple decades, you know? So it's like, I don't want to lose that contact. And I don't necessarily have anybody like in some sort of like Rolodex where I can just blast out an email and be like, hey, change my email. Maybe that's on me, but whatever. So this just makes it easy for me now to keep all the work under one email. And then, you know, I don't have to fish through all the spam that comes through the other one. The checklist that I create on a regular basis, not just for the day, but for the week, for the coming month, you know, it's been one of those things that sometimes people look at and they're like, I don't even know what I'm looking at right now. I don't know what this is. And I'm like, you don't need to. I do. But it keeps me on track. It keeps me aware of what I have to do or what I have done. You know, what's coming up that I might need to get ahead on. If I've got, you know, this event that's taking over like next week, I have to go to Syracuse for the day on Wednesday. So it's like, I'm going to need to get, you know, this day of work done plus this day, maybe try to get ahead for the following day if I want to, you know, try to not be so crazy. You know, and how can I make all that happen? You know, checklists are very vital in the world of me, at least. And also, like, I have a whiteboard in my studio that I try to keep updated as frequently as possible. And that's not just for like a couple things that I do are strictly on the weekends. And I make sure that I have that schedule up so I know exactly what's coming up. But, you know, it's information for the podcast. It's information for, hey, wait, your internet's acting a little funny. Here's what you need to go ahead and check because I need to have that information right in front of my face. Otherwise I'll forget. I have for the month of August or September, if there's something for me, not just work related, but like personal, like I've been going to the chiropractor a lot. I've had to do that for an injury that I have, or maybe there's an event coming up that is personal that I just don't want to forget about. Like things that take up my time that are important that I, one, don't forget, and two, you know, workaround, it needs to be there. It needs to be where I can see. Also, like, my dad's birthday is in September. I can't forget that. I will be grounded. It doesn't matter how old I am. You know what I mean? But, you know, all these things are very important to just go ahead and make life easier as you become busier. And, you know, it's a lot of pivoting. It's a lot of relearning your routine or creating a new one in general. And, you know, I've found that I don't know why this works well for me, but it kind of always has, even when I was full time with voice coaches, even as, you know, the couple days a week that I work now, I've been able to juggle. And I think maybe just from constantly having to pivot, even a little bit prior to the pandemic, you know, it's just one of those things where I just realized, as uncomfortable as I am with change, you know, you just kind of have to roll with the punches and you just kind of have to do it. I mean, also on this whiteboard, it says, breathe. You can only do what you can do in one day. Small steps, big results. You know, I have to remind myself that, because sometimes I'll put too much on my plate to do in a day. And then I get mad at myself. It's like, Marissa, you're one person with only a certain amount of energy and voice to use in one day. Like, you just got to let it be and, you know, get ready for the next day. So hopefully this helps you as you're, you know, in those beginning stages of getting yourself up and running, you know, outside of the skill and the talent that you bring vocally. Like, there are a lot of other elements that get involved in all this. So you just need to be a little bit more aware and how you can kind of, you know, get those pieces in place for yourself when necessary, you know, and hopefully that'll help you out. But you can always reach out, Marissa@voicecoaches.com, if you've got something you want talked about on the pod. And more new episodes coming your way again next week. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news.